this kind of, you know, look how bad that is. Most of us know the taste of trying to deal with something out of our own strength. And generally what will be involved is it basically cuts into our self-image, which is proprial anyway. And there's a lot of resistance to having that exposed. So when you look at the series of Awakening from Death in the Spiritual World, which is our awakening to spiritual life, it's the same, that they run parallel. There is the state of external concerns and the state of internal concerns deal with having our self-image or our confidence and reliance in an image we project concerning ourselves as being good, having that broken down. And that's what happens in this work. You know, so there are two sides. You know, there's the richness and those periods of respite, which is, you know, it's all part of the process. But the reason that that all happens and things have been put into place is so that we can see what the other side is as well. And that's what actually sets us free from it. So, yeah, so I'm just reemphasizing that because it does come up in what people share in their desperation to try and be a good person. We need to do that, but not in order to change the quality of what our proprium is. That's not the goal here. The goal is to actually see it for what it is. And certainly, you know, that does not mean we live disordered lives. Certainly we don't. It's all about the motivation for why we're doing what we're doing. So if we're willing to observe something and to the best of our capacity to accept it as being what it is, then that is how it is cast off back into hell. To the degree that we're not willing to do that, it will harass us and maintain. So those associate spirits will maintain a power and a hold there.